Under the Trump administration, rules for immigrants, refugees, and asylum seekers are constantly changing. One storytelling nonprofit, 90 Days, 90 Voices, wants to capture the stories of those resettling in and around Chicago under the new policies. Our reporter Daisy Contreras spoke with Alex Hernandez, the group's engagement director, to talk about their new project, Asylum City.
Since 1975, Illinois as a state has resettled and helped to resettle over 123,000 people from over 60 countries. And based on the 2010 census alone, there are 1.8 million immigrants who reside in the state. So Chicago kind of gets the spotlight because we're the metropolitan area. But some of our reporting has taken us to the wider suburbs around Chicago, where you see a large influx of immigrants.
And this initial reporting that you've done on the topic, is this what has led to the bigger project, Asylum City?
One of the things we found out through our reporting, and it was more vivid once we spoke to people who were going through the process, is the asylum process here in the United States can take a very long time, sometimes 15 years. So people who are currently undergoing their process of seeking asylum here in the United States may have begun it long before the Trump administration was elected. However, they're also having to adjust and kind of navigate the constantly changing rules for what asylum is in the United States.
The way that people consume news, be it through radio or online, is changing. So as journalists, we always try to think of innovative ways to present our stories, to leave an impact, and to break through all the noise. Tell me how 90 Days, 90 Voices plans to present the stories for Asylum City in unique ways.
Oral histories, very similar in the vein of like Studs Terkel, where we ask a very broad question about someone's life and they just tell us the story. We record that audio, we transcribe it, and we allow that person to tell their story in their own words. Another thing that we were really proud of doing is something called graphic journalism. That essentially uses sequential art that you mostly see in like comic books. But we take those same interviews and those oral histories, and for some of them, it makes way more sense to kind of tell those nonfiction stories in this more visually stunning and gripping format.
90 Days, 90 Voices is seeking to raise enough money, $10,000, in the next few days to fund the project. Can you give me a preview of what stories we should expect to see come out of Asylum City?
One of those stories we're really proud of for Asylum City that we're hoping to complete if we're able to get our funding through our Kickstarter is we spoke to a man who had been drafted into the Syrian army before the Syrian civil war broke out. While he was there, because he had gone to college and been educated, specifically in law, he saw a lot of corruption in the Syrian government's army, and he just was already had like a lot of disdain for it. Right before the war broke out, he decided that he could not stay there any longer, and he decided to flee the country and seek asylum elsewhere. He eventually came to Chicago through his asylum case, and when we were talking to him and learning about him, it made sense that, A, we wanted to share his story as an oral history, but again, because we don't want to put him in a weird situation with his asylum case, we decided that taking his transcript and instead of photographing him to be a photo with the story, just because also his story was so just amazing, we wanted to work with an artist named John Brown, who's based in Chicago, and take his transcript, turn it into an oral history, and then edit that into a screenplay for comic book artists, and then have John Brown illustrate panel by panel the dialogue, the art direction. And again, what's really important for us at 90 Days, 90 Voices is transformative storytelling technique. We want to be able to give those sources agency in how their story is told and also be accurate.
For Statewide, I'm Daisy Contreras, and that was Alex Hernandez of 90 Days, 90 Voices. Alex, thank you again for talking to me today.
Thanks for having me.
Learn more about the group 90 Days, 90 Voices at our website, statewideshow.com. Still ahead, an effort to diversify the state's teacher workforce. And what do the election results say about the area of Illinois where you live?